This is the Iowa Business Report Wednesday edition with support from TotallyIowa.com, the website with Iowa-centric books, CDs, and DVDs. Shipped directly to you from TotallyIowa.com. As the Iowa legislature worked through the night into Saturday morning toward adjournment, the House and Senate passed a bill lowering individual income tax levels in Iowa. Aaron Murphy is Des Moines Bureau Chief for The Gazette.
It does accelerate the current tax reductions that were already in place and phased in over multiple years and was going to get to where in 2026, the vast majority of Iowa workers would all pay the same state income tax rate of 3.9%. And so what they did this year is they accelerated those a little bit more and basically moved the timeline up a year to now where in 2025, we'll be down to that single rate. And they dropped it, but only by a tenth of a percent. It'll be 3.8%. We did get another reduction. It will come down a little bit faster and slightly a little bit more, just not quite as aggressive as some of the other proposals we heard. And I think that's because we're starting to see some of the state revenue projections starting to show the impact of those income tax cuts and revenues not growing as much as they would have otherwise. And so Republicans say we're still in good shape. They're not worrying. Democrats are expressing a little more concern. Republicans said we're still fine. They just pumped the brakes a little bit, I think is fair to say.
State leaders advocated for the tax rate change to stimulate business and population growth in the state. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from TotallyIowa.com, where you can order your copy of the best-selling book, 1 Week in June, the Iowa Floods of 2008. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.